My name is Wayne Elliott Wade Jr. My birth date is March 18th, 1972. I was born and raised here in Clarendon. I attended a couple of elementary schools here in Clarendon that are no longer here. Then I attended Clarendon High School, graduated from Clarendon High School. Had a pretty good childhood. I played a lot of sports. That competitive spirit that I developed as a young kid is what drove me to want to be successful in everything I did. Anything you do in sports, I think there's a lot of commitment, dedication, hard work that has to be put in if you want to be successful. And that carries over into life for me. Those are the same type of things that I carry over into the workforce. You know, is commitment of getting up every morning and going into work, dedicating myself to make sure that I'm doing the right things in my job to be successful. So a lot of the things that I learned in sports carry over to my everyday life. My first goal that I wanted to make was to graduate from college. And I think the reason I set that goal, because it was very important in my household to get an education. And, you know, it was a thing of making my parents proud. I graduated from the University of Akron in 1994 with a business and organizational communication degree. From that point, I played Canadian football for a year, and then I played 7 seasons of arena football. And then after my football career was over, then I got into dealing with youth and education. I think it's very important to set goals. I set goals when I was a young man. To be successful in life, you have to set goals all the time, whether they're small or large. My career now, I am an assistant director of alternative ed services within the McKeesport School District, and also hold the title of district security coordinator within the McKeesport School District. So I'm dealing with kids pretty much on a daily basis in school and out of school. As far as coaching is concerned, I am the head coach for the Clarendon Bears, and I'm also the assistant basketball coach for the McKeesport Tigers. There was a coach that I had, Coach Frazier, and his advice to me was that every day that you wake up is a new day. So no matter what happens within that day, whether you didn't feel your best or you played your best or, you know, things just didn't happen, maybe it was a win or a loss, the next day, if you have breath of life in your body, is another day to get better, is another day to improve yourself, and there's another day that you can be successful. So I took that as that every day I woke up was a great opportunity for me to do something special in that day. And I try to take it one day at a time. Interesting story of mine is my career in playing arena football. Coming from college, I was a guy that was projected to be drafted in the NFL, and it just didn't work out for me. So, you know, again, I'm a hard worker. I stayed committed to it. And then I was able to play 7 seasons of arena football, which to me was like a highlight in my life. A lot of people see it as he was a professional athlete, and some people see it as I wasn't a professional athlete because I didn't play in the NFL. But going through that whole process, it taught me a lot about myself and dedicating myself and being committed to what I wanted to be. And I can give that story to others and tell them that whatever you want to do in life, you can be successful at it, no matter what people think it is, if it's great to them or they don't value it at all. If you value it and you think it's great, then do it. Be it.